I was recently with a priest friend of mine who shared with me a reflection from a church father, and I'm merely paraphrasing, and I'll have to get the actual quote. But he says that as we come to know the humanity of Christ, in coming to know the humanity of Christ, the unsurpassable glory of his divinity becomes more and more apparent to us. Today we celebrate the feast of the Most Holy Trinity. And the core of our faith in the Most Holy Trinity is that we have one God, which communicates the unity, but that also within that one God, there are three distinct persons: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's important that we understand the individual aspects of each of the persons. They're distinct persons, but they're unified in their mission, in their communion, in everything. Which is hard for us to understand, because when we look at communion in the world, there's always going to be division of some sort. So we know that the family is meant to be the model of the Holy Trinity. But there's no family that is perfectly united. Strive for it, absolutely. But it is not perfectly united. So we know that the Trinity and the teaching of the Trinity, the dogmatic teaching of the Trinity, was under attack early on in the church by Arius, a priest during the early part of the church, who was teaching contrary to the divinity of Christ. So we know that the creed that we will be professing today comes from the Ephesus and Constantinople, from their the creeds kind of united to, in a particular way, correct the errors that were being taught by Arianism. But Arianism obviously didn't go away with the proclamation of the creeds. It continued to, for centuries, to continue on. And many preached against Arianism, correcting the proper understanding of who Christ is, and in coming to know who Christ is, coming to know who the Trinity is. But the church, in aiding the preaching, also brought in Trinity Sunday. So it first came that Benedictines wrote a mass with a much greater focus on the Trinity around the year 800. And then came the preface of the Trinity, which we are starting to use now, and we will continue to use for really until Advent. And then St. John the 22nd was the first pope to create Trinity Sunday. And it had been a practice that Trinity Sunday was celebrated after Pentecost for a couple hundred years up to this point in certain monasteries. But it was Pope John the 22nd who put it on the calendar. And I, as I always like to say, you think people have busy calendars and it's hard to get on their calendar. Try to get on the church's liturgical calendar. Super hard. So they, Pope John the 22nd, established Trinity Sunday. And again, the liturgy helped support the proper preaching and the teaching of the disciples of Christ, the followers of Christ, the bishops, the priests, to aid in helping the people of God come to know the truth of the Holy Trinity. And so I think it's important for us that as we come to focus more intently on who the Holy Trinity is, that we realize how much it permeates our prayer. As I said, the preface that is sung is the preface of the Trinity. All of our prayers end in doxologies, praising the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I, in my studies of liturgy, it was pretty clear that for the Roman Rite, the Holy Spirit is oftentimes implicit in the prayers of the church. Obviously, when you hear the Holy Spirit, it is explicit. But when we hear about glory, we talk about unity, or we talk about love, power, these are all ways in which the Holy Spirit comes to us. And so, we worship God, the one God, three distinct persons, and we say, through, in, and with. Through the Father, in the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's important for us, especially today, for us to take kind of ownership of the various ways in which the Trinity comes into our lives, most especially with prayer. And so again, I don't need to tell you, but it's a reminder. Every time we make the sign of the cross, we are praying through the Holy Trinity. Every time we pray prayers, it's being done through the Holy Trinity. Not only is it important for us to be aware of when we're praying with and in and through the Holy Trinity, but the Holy Trinity is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Those are proper titles to the persons. It's important for us to recognize, what does it mean as Father? Why is that the phrase or the definer that helps us understand who that person of the Trinity is? Because Father is the most proper name given to him. And Son is the most proper name given to Jesus Christ. And then Holy Spirit is the proper title given to the third person of the Holy Trinity. And the beautiful thing is, when we are baptized, we are inserted into that communion, that unity. The Holy Trinity comes to dwell in us, which then allows us, when we come here to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to be so closely united to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He dwells within us. Oftentimes when we go to pray, we pray as if he's somehow in Mars. We need Musk to help us get there. No, he's right here. ever so close to us, ever so present to us. All it takes is an act of faith. And the reason why I think this is important is that it helps us come to know our true dignity. We were created for communion with the Holy Trinity, which means we need to know how much the Father loves us. He loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son. Christ so loves us that he humbled himself to come and dwell among us, to teach us the way, to be the way, to die for our sins, to rise from the dead, to overcome the punishment of death, to ascend to the right hand of the Father, and with the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit was sent upon us. And so we are deeply indebted that we have the privilege of being inserted into the Holy Trinity, the life of the Trinity. And the reason why this is important is because we need to know who we are. And to know who we are, we have to know whose we are. Which means the Father needs to become very real to us. That when we say Abba Father, we're not just saying it as kind of a random name, but it means something to us. He is our Father. That Christ is the Son. In a way, we've been, in our pursuit of holiness, we become conformed to him, which means that we can talk to our Father as Christ talked to his Father. That's a radical thing to believe. That we can talk to our Father as our Father, who is also Christ's Father. Obviously, they're different relationships, but still intimate. And that the Holy Spirit comes and speaks in us. He inspires us. He leads us. And with that, we recognize our own gifts that the Holy Spirit is developing in us. But like the Trinity, where there is unity, we can look around and see other people who are gifted by the Holy Spirit and say, they're not in opposition to me, they are in communion with me. And together we are on mission. And I think that's an important aspect that we always have to discern, especially in today's culture, where the evil one desires divisiveness. But we have to say, is there true fruit of the Holy Spirit going on? And if there is, and we trust that the Holy Spirit is at work, even though they are different than me, they've got different gifts than me. If it's the Holy Spirit at work, we do not want to reject that. We want to trust that. And so it's important for us to come to know our identity in knowing who we are because of whose we are. And I bring this full circle, that as it is important for us to come to know the humanity of Christ, and in coming to know his humanity, that we become all the more aware of the transcendence of his divinity. With working with young people, so many want sanctity, but they want to do it at the detriment of their humanity. They don't even know who they are. And yet they go running headlong into trying to put on all these practices to become holy. But holiness comes through the transformation of our humanity. And in the transformation of our humanity, we become holy, actually, truly. We become saints. And that is where, when you run into a saint, you experience they are more human than anybody else. And yet, there is a glory that they possess. There is a confidence, there's a firmness, there's a freedom, there's a joy, there's truth, beauty, goodness. All the things that we see in God, in the Holy Trinity, human beings who are close to Christ take that on. And so for us, I think, to celebrate Holy Trinity Sunday well and properly, we must know who we are. In the depths of our humanity, in relationship to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and in coming to know that, I think not only we ourselves, but the world will begin to see also the glory of God at work within us. And the great thing is, we don't have to put that on. We don't need to show it off. He will just do it. So in our pursuit of coming to know who we are in our humanity, in relationship to the Trinity, He Himself does the work. And so we stay focused on that kind of purpose, that mission, that intention. And through that, the Lord Himself will glorify those who are united to Him, who are faithful to Him, not unlike the Blessed Virgin Mary, who united herself to Christ, to the Father, to the Holy Spirit, and in the end of her life was exalted by God by assuming her into heaven.